Good morning, church and guests. I'll start off here. I was thinking about how to approach this time of Thanksgiving. I thought, what if God himself were to ask me to list some things? So I approached it that way. I've got about five here, hopefully short and sweet. Number one, his salvation. I would start by thanking the Lord for his salvation in Christ Jesus, my Lord. God saved me from a life of sin and ultimate death and judgment in hell. I was hopelessly headed that way at 19 years old, and he miraculously saved me. 36 years ago, I was 19. I was in my parents' living room, and they weren't home. I was still living at home with them, and a young man that I knew, it was an example to me of what it meant to, that you can live for God, and he had joy that I didn't have, and he just was so different, and God had put a seed in my heart to desire to know him, and it took that, and it pushed me over the edge, and shared a little bit with me, and coming from a Catholic background, I knew a little bit about Jesus, but all that to say, I just cried out to him, and tears were flowing, and that was a while ago, but I'm still so thankful every day for that time. And then secondly, God's church. I would thank him for his church, in particular this local body, Summit Bible Church, and how my family and I were welcomed in, been here, we're going on a year, and yet it's no accident, and God is clearly sovereign in putting us in this situation and having to leave our last church for some minor things, but yet they were important for us to relocate, and Summit was here, and it was just a beautiful time. In particular, Pastor Thomas, just for his leadership and leadership of the church, for encouraging me and my wife to serve and to be able to use our spiritual gifts and to serve that way right away. And he honored and I guess respected my background and trusted me. We didn't know each other, but anyway, that's a wonderful thing. It's just the church in action, you know. So I'm thankful for this church. You know, I've been in ministry a long time, and you folks, you saints, the church, you're very, very mature in Christ compared to, well, I don't want to compare, but but you're, and I know we're not to take pride in that, but God has done a work in your guys' hearts. And it's obvious. My wife and I were recently talking about that. Just your level of love, of course, for Christ and for each other, and for your knowledge of Scripture is a wonderful thing. And then thirdly, my beautiful wife, both inside and outside, especially her love and devotion to Jesus Christ. She just has amazing, like, unconditional, unending love that she shows me and my three boys. You know, I've often said if there's an award that was ever given for, you know, greatest mom, or she would be a contender for sure. I mean, just unbelievable. Just anyway, thank you. And then God's provision for supplying all my needs, according to his riches and grace. I'm daily amazed at his provision. He's so faithful. He gives beyond what we deserve, of course, and he's so faithful. And Scripture says he gives beyond what we can ask and think. And in many respects, he does, spiritually, of course. And in other ways, he just always reminds me that I'm here, and I'm your father. I'm a good father, right? I'm a loving father. I'm a providing father. And then lastly, I have one, and then Janine will share. This country, the United States, we take it for granted, but in light of even recently and things happening, it's just amazing that God, I think, had providentially put me here, had no choice, you know, just like my salvation, I believe. And yet many of our brothers and sisters around the planet do not enjoy the freedoms we enjoy to gather like this without fear of persecution and imprisonment, really. I mean, God's church is all over. It says in heaven that there'll be every tribe and nation worshiping. But yet I think, you know, America is in California. I'm really, really blessed and just thankful for the Christian heritage that we have too. influence, I would say. So those are the things. I think those are my top five here. And if Janine could share.
Okay. I've come to learn that each year brings with it different reasons to be thankful. And I've had the privilege of knowing the Lord as my Savior for about 35 years. And I thank him for saving me from a wasteful and unfruitful life when I was a teenager. I thank God for a loving husband who daily models for me to trust in the Lord and his word and his sovereignty. And I also am grateful for my children and having had the privilege of raising them and caring for them. Additionally, I'm also thankful for my extended family and all of the amazing ways that God has provided for me. Having gone through many seasons, from being newly married to now having raised three adult sons, the reasons to thank God for what he's done in my life are very obvious, and yet he amazes me that the list is still being written each day in my life as he continues to sanctify and teach me how to live for him. This past year, I have continued to witness God's never-ending love as he has given me hope and peace for each day. And I'm grateful that my dependence on God has grown greater as I have grown older, and that he has been so gracious to me to be able to understand that as a human, God is great and he's mighty. If I need encouragement on any given day, thinking of reasons to thank Jesus results in my being filled with joy and hope, as I am then encouraged to focus on the goodness of God. And lastly, I've really grown this year to be so grateful and thankful to God that the verses I have learned from the Bible are continuing to help me mature as a Christian and are as real and powerful today as they have always been. Thank you.
Well, these lights are bright. Good morning, church. My name is Rudy Bentoncourt. If you haven't met me before, my wife, Adriana. So I wanted to share some of my thoughts and things, what I'm thankful for. But first, let's start at the beginning. In the year 1621, the early American colonists landed in Massachusetts. Out of the original 102 colonists, only 44 survived out of the harsh winter. On the last of their provisions of corn, which was only about 5 pieces of corn each person, they're about to die, you know, they had nothing to eat. And they were praying to God, and God provided provisions and saved them through the form of Indian traders that traded them food for some fur. To celebrate their survival, they decided to have a time of feasting and praying. And so that's where Thanksgiving came from, by people giving thanks to God for his provision and saving them. And even though we are far removed from that time period, God's word is still alive and well and doesn't change. So to begin, I am thankful for God's word, for his word is living and active, that it that faith comes by hearing God's word. We should be very thankful for it. Even though most people have a Bible in their house, they don't really read it. You know, I know you guys do, but a lot of people don't, you know. I remember when I was a kid, I had a big Catholic Bible and we never read it, and that's actually how I got saved, by reading it. So I'm thankful for Jesus, for what he has done for our souls, what he's done for our country. Hopefully he does more. Second, I am thankful for food. You know, we live in this country that we are so, we just take it all for granted. Where does our food come from? Like, you go to the grocery store and there's just a feast right there. But other countries, I have a friend they're from Venezuela, and then they will go to Venezuela to the grocery store and there's long lines, and once the food's gone, it's gone for the day. You know, we live in a world that we just take everything for granted. Like, our food comes from hundreds of miles away. Do you see any farms around us? Yeah, so our food comes by God and all his hard work and God's grace. So I would say, please think twice when you throw food away, especially this coming Thanksgiving. And to all the picky eaters, especially the kids, you know, like some people don't have that luxury to turn down food. Like, oh, I don't want that. Like we should be very thankful for the provision God has given us. And we are very blessed, too blessed. Third and far from last, I am thankful for friends, family, my son, my wife, good health. And there's so many things to, you know, to list. We, you know, would be here all day listing all the things we're thankful for. So many things to be thankful for. So when you're sitting around the table, eating your turkey and your stuffing and your tamales, remember Christ and remember what he's done for us and be thankful for his word. Be thankful for the Holy Spirit that's in us. Be thankful for your friends and family because life is short. They can just be gone like that, especially, you know, people driving crazy on the road. So just be careful, be thankful, and just remember Christ. Remember why we have Thanksgiving. We should be thankful every day. But just remember, like, you know, we're blessed, you know, but there might be days when there might not be as much food on the table, and we're going to have one another. And that's where we have to, as a church, help each other and be a family.
Good morning, everybody. It's thankful to be up here for the opportunity to share our thankfulness and how great God is and his providence, Lord. And I'll be speaking for both of us. Chris is not a big fan of being up in front of everybody, so I'll be speaking for both of us. And she did actually read everything, too, and is thankful for the same thing, just so you know. So I think we'll all agree that the 2024 year has been quite a season. And so we do have much to be thankful for. God is always good. His things always turn out, even though they may not be readily seen as we're going through those trials, but things always turn out for good and for his glory. As I was thinking about the word thankful, I also thought of the word grateful, because I think thankful may not completely cover what we mean by being thankful. And so the definition of thankful is conscious of benefit received, pleased, or relieved. And grateful means feeling or showing an appreciation of kindness, appreciative of benefits received. And so with that, Chris and I are thankful and grateful, first and foremost, for Jesus Christ humbling himself to come down from the right hand of the throne of the Father, and knowing the physical pain and suffering and spiritual anguish he would have to endure, that he lovingly and he willingly and sacrificially allowed his body to be broken open and his blood poured out to cleanse us from the penalty of all of our sins. He justified us for eternity and clothed us in his righteousness so that we could spend eternity in heaven with him. And that's just something that I just can't wrap my head around and just so, so very thankful for. Chris and I are thankful and grateful for our Lord and our God bringing us together and for creating and entering into the marriage covenant with us that he created for us and of which Jesus Christ is the head of. We pray that the Lord God would continue to bless our marriage and that we would honor him and glorify him through it. And Chris and I are thankful and grateful for our church family here at Summit Bible Church and our earthly family as well, and that come with them both the blessings of love and the bond of fellowship, along with the challenges and trials and tribulations that are a part of familial relationships. We praise God for his mercy and his grace that keeps us loving one another in Jesus' name. Chris and I are thankful and grateful for all the trials and tribulations and challenges that our sovereign and providential God places in our lives, even though they seem lengthy and oftentimes painful. They ultimately turn out for our good and his glory, whether we see them in this life or not. Chris and I are thankful and grateful for the many things seen, the many more unseen, and those things we so very easily overlook and or take for granted that our Heavenly Father faithfully sees to, because we are so exceedingly abundantly blessed in so many ways. Our hearts continue to beat The action of inhaling and exhaling the air God created for us to breathe occurs without thought. We can see and hear and touch and feel and taste and smell his wonderful creation with the amazing body human he graciously gave to us to glorify him with. And so as we think of all these things, I pray, Lord, that he would give us these things and be mindful of these things as we go through our lives each and every day, that it would encourage us, that it would just give us the drive and motivation just to serve him, to serve others, and to do so in his name. And so we thank God for that.
Morning, everybody. So before I start, I'd like to say I've been praying for a few years now that God would grow me in one particular area, and that is love for his people, as far as church. And as I'm sure a lot of you know, boy, you better be careful what you pray for, because God is faithful. And I've prepared, you know, kind of a statement I'm going to read, but I want you to know that I wish that I could be looking at every single one of you individually as I read it. But one, I don't trust that I could get through it without, you know, without breaking a little bit here. And two, as my family can tell you, I like to ramble. So for your benefit, I've written it down. But just know that this is directed at each of you. So I want to talk about and reflect on what our church has been through recently, particularly this year. This has been one of the most challenging seasons I've been through. And the trials that we've walked together through have been painful, and they revealed the unfortunate truth about the fragile and superficial nature of a lot of friendships, as well as the deadly dangers of pride and ambition. But this morning, I'm here with a deep sense of gratitude, not only for God's faithfulness through that, but the incredible blessings he's brought through these trials. I'm thankful for the new friendships that have blossomed during this time, forged in a fire of difficulty. I'm especially grateful for the old friendships that have grown deeper as we've carried these burdens together. Proverbs 17:17 says, "A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for a time of adversity." You have been that brother, that sister to me. The way you chose faithfulness to me, to each other, when you could have taken the easy route of walking away without even saying goodbye. The way you did that is a powerful testament to your love and how genuine it is. Genuine love goes beyond convenience and comfort. As John writes in 1 John 3:18, "Dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth." The love you've demonstrated through your actions, standing for the truth, standing for each other, supporting me, has strengthened my faith and reminded me of the beauty of genuine Christian community and fellowship. It's one thing to speak of love, it's another thing to show it amidst trials. 1 Peter 1:7, the apostle, speaking of trials, says, "These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed." The trials we face together have refined our faith and revealed its true value, both individually and as a fellowship. You've proven yourselves not just friends, but true brothers and sisters in Christ. Your perseverance reminds me of Galatians 6:9. It says, "Let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up." God is at work, and I'm grateful to walk this road along each side of you. Thank you for standing firm, for loving deeply, for reminding me, for teaching me what it means to be a part of the body of Christ. May we continue to press on together with our hearts fixed on him, grateful for everything, even these trials. I'm truly grateful not only for the ways God has worked through these trials, but also for the way he has used you to encourage me and my family. James 1, 2 through 3 says, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, when you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Thank you for walking this path with me, though it came at great cost to a lot of you. God is refining us, and even though it hurts, I'm grateful to be going through it with you. What does Jesus say about how people will identify that we are his? Is it through a big building, a large campus with a bookstore and a cafe? Is it through community outreach programs, money spent on events and parties and retreats? Is it through the number of successful church plants? None of these things are bad, but they mean nothing. They are worthless when they take priority over the most important thing. Jesus says in Matthew 13:35, by this all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. I thank God for all of you in my prayers every night. And I thank him that he has shown me what real Christian love is through you.
Hi. I'm Sarah. Testament to this year, Jimmy and I did not discuss what we were going to talk about before, and there's so much to be thankful for. I have a husband that leads with strength and integrity. I have kids that follow after Christ. I have a family that always stood by me. But this year, I am especially thankful for my sisters in this body. People come and go throughout your life. Sorry. There are people who God puts in your path to minister to you. And some of you sitting here are those people for me. I won't rob you of your rewards in heaven by naming you, but you know who you are. You came alongside me. You noticed when I struggled. You called me. You sent some well-timed text messages. You sent verses, you recommended uplifting reading. You invited me out. You uplifted my daughters. You prayed for me, you prayed with me. You were God's blessing in my life. God calls women to be reverent in behavior, not malicious gossips, to teach what is good, to be sensible, pure, and kind. His word instructs us to comfort each other and to build each other up. He tells us that two are better than one, so when one falls, the other can lift her up. I thank you for being the kind of person that is ready and willing to be used by God. I thank God for his forever presence in my life through those who he has put in it. Thank you.
All right, good morning, everybody. My name is Armando Chacon, for those who don't know me, or if you just need a reminder, if you're as bad with names as I am. And this is my lovely wife, Rosie. I too, much like the Rickers, will be speaking on behalf of both of us as not much of a public speaker, and quite frankly, neither am I, but I am, I'm definitely honored and blessed to be up here and sharing with you all specific reasons why we are thankful. I will be mostly sticking to what I've brought up here because, like my brother Jimmy over there, I risk rambling or just completely getting off topic. Maybe it's an engineer thing. I don't know, honestly. We're kind of introverts. But like I said, you know, I'm very blessed and humbled to be here sharing with you guys what we are thankful for. And one that I will immediately jump off of what I have written here is just to this service. I think the first time that we were here at Summit and we experienced this service, I kind of sat in the audience like, this is a little weird. Like, we're not, you know, we're not opening up the Bible and going through a traditional expository preaching. But I think over the years, I've definitely grown in appreciation for this because as we can see, we are experiencing the thoughts of our brothers and sisters, what they are thankful for. And I think all too often, we forget to share the positives in life with each other. There's a lot of times where we are sharing the negatives and asking for prayer, which is absolutely appropriate and a great thing to do. but we also should be sharing the positives and just the things that we are encouraged by and thankful for. So I am thankful for this service, and you know, I hope everybody else is as well. Getting back on topic here with what I have. So I'll start with, I think, the most obvious one for my wife and I, which you may or may not be able to tell at the risk of, you know, making a wrong assumption that she is with baby, she is with child. And we are so, so excited and just thankful for that because, you know, our daughter, Lily Eden Chacon in here, she is a blessing. And the Lord has gifted us with this responsibility, this honor, this privilege to be able to raise a child in the fear and instruction of the Lord, but to do it alongside with all of you as well. So that leads me to the very next thing that we are thankful for, which is for you guys, for our family who is not here, for the Christian brothers and sisters that we have, that we meet even outside of this church. But for you guys here in particular, you know, we hear the cliche a lot of it takes a village, and we know that that definitely holds true. And I think most of the time people focus on the practical reasons, the practical help that comes alongside that. But I think a lot of you with children especially know that we all need those extra role models in the church that show examples of what it means to be God-loving, God-fearing people. And I'm just beyond grateful and excited that those people are you. As our brother Jimmy and sister Sarah were sharing, there's so much strength in the unity that we have here that was forged in fires. And just the fact that we have such a strong fellowship here, united with a common goal of making and multiplying disciples of Jesus, and being sincere about that, focusing on that, that is such a blessing to us in this season that we are coming into as new parents with no idea what we're getting into. We hear all the warnings. We hear the sleep now because you won't ever sleep again, but I'm sure the experience will be totally different than even what we're kind of imagining. But nonetheless, we're so very thankful for that. And just the support that this body brings to one another. I know that's happening for us, and you know, I pray and I hope, and I'm sure that it's happening for others here as well. I'm reminded of, you know, this year, one of the other things that I'm super thankful for is just my wife's heart for service, the desires that she has to help people. She is going to be jumping in the profession of being a physician assistant, and even just this year, the schooling with that was, we were just in the trenches at some point, and many of you, you know, surrounded us with love, surrounded us with support in whatever ways you could, even if it was as simple as a, hey, you guys should maybe rest today. Even though you feel like you have so many things to do, take a step back. You know, things are going to be okay. It was very stressful, but many of you made it so much more bearable. And so I know that in this upcoming season where we're going to be once again in the trenches, you all will surround us with that love and support in whatever ways you guys know how and whatever ways you can. We were thankful then for PA school, and we're pre-thankful for when that's coming up here very soon. I wanted to also just look at 1 Thessalonians 5:14 and 15. We'll look at 16, 17, 18 as well, but just wanted to read it because, you know, what better way to be thankful than to look at the Lord's words and his promises and just what he has in store for us, how he communicates with us. It says, "And we urge you, brothers, admonish the unruly, encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, be patient with everyone. See that no one repays another with evil for evil, but always seek after that which is good for one another and for all people." I read those two verses because I'm thankful that I can see we are a church that seeks after God's heart, and we are seeking to live as we are called to do so, and as our church mission says, and as I stated earlier, make and multiply disciples of Jesus Christ, and living just as these two verses here say, striving to do so more and more as the day of our Lord draws near. Continuing in verses 16 through 18, they say, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." My wife and I are just so thankful that we have a good God who is sovereign over all and that we can trust. In all circumstances, We are reminded here to be thankful, and that's all circumstances. And while I know, and you all know, that that's much easier said than done at times, with our earthly minds and our frequency with emotional responses, we can rest in God's sovereign purposes and know that He is working things for our good. The last thing I'll say is that we are so thankful that when we take a step back and try to focus and think about what is God's perspective on what's going on in our lives right now, instead of our own perspective, we can so clearly see God's purpose, His providence, and sovereignty, even through the most difficult of times. I'm so thankful that this church and the family that we have here are dedicated to one another, but more importantly, dedicated to one another because we are dedicated to Christ. Thank you all. God bless.
Good morning, church. I want to echo what Rudy said. I'm grateful for food. But yeah, I think there's also, you've noticed a theme, and I don't think this was on purpose. This is just God's provision. We were reminded last Sunday when Sky came to preach, and there was a verse that's been a theme for me this year, and it should be for forever, for the rest of my life, and I want to remind you of this verse. This is Psalm 119, verse 68. You are good and do good. Teach me your statutes. God is good, and He does good. There's so many things to be grateful for. We sang about God's grace, and I'm eternally grateful for that, for my salvation. But the theme I wanted to, that we've noticed, is that we're grateful for this church. And I want to start when, 11 months ago, when I first arrived here, I came from Grace Community Church, and if you guys don't know, the reason I ended up here is I wanted to help my family. They're sitting in the back. I wanted to help them find a sound biblical church, and so I knew about this church. I visited it, and I wanted to make sure, you know, it was sound. And immediately, my first visit back in September, I fell in love with God's people. But I brought them over. They settled in, and I it was always in my heart, Lord, should I? I've always been a firm believer of being part of a local assembly. So I started praying about it, and after much prayer, my sister asked me one day if I would join them in this fellowship, in this church. And it was answered prayer. And so, yeah, this again was about 11 months ago. And I was a little bit nervous at first. I didn't want to leave Grace, the fellowship at Grace. But God has been faithful. Quickly, I felt the unity, the love that we as believers, we have with one another. Even going to Shepherd's Conference earlier this year, and as Armando was saying, there's a forged friendship that happens. You know, we getting to spend time with the brothers here at ShepCon was just grace upon grace upon grace. I was reminded earlier, I was talking to John before the service started, how what we deserve is death. What we deserve is God's eternal wrath. And so when we really think about it, we don't deserve one another. So the fact that we have one another, it's God's grace upon grace upon grace. The health that we have, the food that we get to enjoy, it is all God's grace. And so I'm grateful for this whole year. That was so the intention, me moving out here to this church or transitioning to this church, was that I'd be able to minister to my family and also use my gifts. And I have seen God's faithfulness. I have seen God's in my family, seeing how they're knowledge for the Lord, and we're all growing in the knowledge, in the fear of the Lord. So that is, again, just answer to prayer. And this is how good God is. Seeing my brother-in-law also, who's, I think the Lord is working in his heart. He has a desire now to learn more of God's word. Even my brother-in-law, not my brother-in-law, I'm sorry, my brother, Joseph, who you guys will see him from time to time. That was, when I think about it, it was not really part of the plan, but God is so kind that he visits now from time to time. So just continuing to pray for them. But yeah, I'm so grateful for that verse. God is good, and he does good, teaches your statutes, seeing that he is teaching us, seeing my family grow. It's such a blessing. And again, just a reminder, last Sunday, I'm so thankful for all the lessons that God has been teaching me, the reminders that he is our foundation, he is our rock, he is our anchor. I'm so grateful for all of that. And yeah, thank you all.
Good morning, church family. My name is Liz Varela. Over the past few weeks, as I've been thinking about what I wanted to share this morning, I've been overwhelmed with gratitude for all that the Lord has done in the past year. There's nowhere near enough time for me to share everything on my list, so I narrowed it down and kept it as brief as I could. Something I realized as I thought about these things is that this past year, the Lord has answered so many of my longtime prayers. I've had the blessing of seeing God's grace on display in the lives of others. A couple of months ago, we all had the privilege of witnessing Yesenia's baptism together and to see how the Lord sustained her through long months of cancer treatment. I have watched her be transformed and grow in her love for God's word and his church, and her eagerness to share his word with others has been such an encouragement and blessing to my own walk with the Lord. I'm thankful that my brother has been attending church, and every Sunday that I see him here, I'm overjoyed because it's something we've prayed for so long. I'm thankful for a praying church. Last week's prayer meeting made me even more grateful for the men in our church who are leading by example and are spurring us on to grow in our prayer lives. I'm thankful for the Lord's sustaining grace during Eddie's first semester in seminary. He has loved and led our family so well, even amidst the busyness of everything else. And I know it's only by the grace of God. I'm so grateful for the prayers and encouragement from all of you during this time. It's meant so much to me knowing that we are in this together, not only as a family, but also as a church. Thank you all so much for your love and support. I'm thankful to the Lord for providing our family with Christ-centered friendships that we've long prayed for. Some days I've felt so discouraged and weary over this past year, and something as simple as a text from a faithful friend has brought me back to my senses and reminded me that my hope is in Christ and encouraged me to keep my eyes on him. Especially in the past few months, I have witnessed and experienced the sweet gift of being able to pray together, to cry together, and sharpen one another as we strive to glorify God together. I'm thankful for the opportunities the Lord has given me to share about him with loved ones and being able to trust him for the results of those conversations. I know that he hears my prayers for them and that he will answer those prayers according to his perfect will and his perfect timing. I am thankful for God's grace in sustaining me through hard days of physical pain and enabling me to feel gratitude even for the difficult things in my life. I don't always feel thankful right away, but I know that he's working it all together for my good and his glory as he shapes me into the image of Christ. I'm comforted and strengthened by the truth that anything that comes into my life, whether I see it as good or bad, passes first through the loving hands of my Father, and I truly can count it all joy. These are just a few of the ways I've seen God's hand at work in my life and in our church this year. There's so much more I could say, but I'm looking forward to seeing all that he will continue to do. We serve an awesome and faithful God, and I'm so grateful to get to serve him alongside all of you.
Excuse me if I get something in my eye. It's just some stuff. I don't know. Man, what a year. What a year it's been. So much to be thankful for. And when Thomas asked me if I could come up here and share a couple things to be thankful for, I'm like, are you sure you want to do this? Because we could be here all day. I mean, this has been such an amazing year. I want to give him all the glory, all the praise, all the thanks, just for the work that he's done in not only my life, but in the lives of the people around me. Just the growth that I've witnessed in our church. Just in this past year, if you asked me last year where we would be 1 year from now, I would never in my life imagine that this is where we would be together as a church. And so I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful to him for blessing me with a beautiful and strong wife that has been such an encouragement to me. She's been such a support to me throughout this year. She's been such a great example to my children on modeling godliness in the home, and I'm just so thankful to the Lord for that. I'm thankful for my children, for Evelyn and Evan and Emily. They've been so gracious and patient and loving with me through this season of busyness. It's been such a blessing to come home and hear Daddy, and then everyone runs to the door and gives me hugs and kisses. That's just been such a blessing, and that has helped sustain me through the difficult times. I thank him for his grace in my life and just allowing me to attend the Master Seminary. That has been like a dream for me from, you know, years past, and I never thought that I would be here right now, but this year the Lord showed me that it was his time. Through his providence, he broke open all the doors and removed all the obstacles that were preventing me from attending. And he has sustained me through his grace, even through this difficult semester that I just experienced. There were some times where I felt like, man, I don't know if I can do this. This is a lot. This is too much for me. And that really taught me to depend on his grace. And that is what got me through this semester. And so I'm thankful to him for that. I'm thankful for each one of you, for your prayers, for your encouragement, for your love. I've really got to experience such sweet fellowship, Christ-centered fellowship. I can think of some brothers that have just encouraged me so much throughout this year, and I pray for each one of you. I'm thankful for each one of you, and I'm just thankful for these relationships that the Lord has allowed me to build with each of you. I mean, some of you have gotten to know me really well these last couple years, and I'm still getting to know some of you, and I'm looking forward to that process. I'm looking forward to, you know, looking for ways to serve you. God has been so good to me this year. You know, it's one of my biggest joys to be here with you guys on the Lord's Day. I look forward to my Sundays, and I always tell Liz, it's never enough time for me to just talk to everybody, to spend time with everybody. You know, I'm so thankful for the sweet fellowship that I have here with you guys, and I look forward to see what the Lord is going to do in the future for our church. There's so much more that I can sit here and tell you, but one last thing that I want to just give God the glory and the thanks for is just the growth that I've seen in our church. I mean, this year has without a doubt brought some challenges to each one of us, but it has been such a blessing for me to witness the growth in the lives of the people in this church, in personal conversations that I've had with people. I've witnessed growth in their lives. I've witnessed people responding in ways that are contrary to what our flesh wants us to do. And that has been such a blessing. And I really look forward to the continued growth that the Lord is going to bring in our church. And I pray that our church would be a church that is faithful to him. Regardless of what's going on around us, I just ask that we would continue to grow and that we would continue to love each other and that we would continue to fulfill God's purpose for our church together as a church family. I want to leave you with this passage here. And this passage has just been displayed to me so clearly this year. It's Ephesians 3, verses 20 and 21. It says, "Now to him who was able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or understand, according to the power that works within us, To him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. Now, what a year this has been that has displayed this so well. He has done so much more beyond anything that we can ask or think. And we can trust him. We can trust him with the future. We can trust him with our lives. We can trust him with every aspect of our lives because he is a faithful God and he is a good God. So with that, would you join with me and bow your heads in prayer? Father, you are so good. You are so loving and so kind to us undeserved sinners, and we thank you for that. We thank you and praise your glorious and holy name for who you are, for what you have done for us, for what you have done for your church from its foundation. Father, thank you for the privilege that it was to hear all the reasons that we have to be thankful for the work that you've done in my brothers and sisters in Christ here today, and the work that you will continue to do in their lives. Father, I pray that we wouldn't only be thankful today, but that we would make it a habit to be thankful for all circumstances, for the good things and the things that we might perceive as bad at the moment, but that are growing us, that are molding us into the image of Christ. We thank you for the work of your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, for sending him to die on the cross to pay for the sins of those who would repent of their sins and trust in him as their Lord and Savior. And we thank you for putting us in a state of no condemnation through his work and for bringing us as adopted children into your family. And so I pray that as this week unfolds, as we celebrate Thanksgiving with our families, that we would remember to be thankful to you for all the work that you are doing in our lives. And so, Father, we thank you, we love you, and we praise you, and we pray these things in your precious Son's name. Amen.